This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. It's an honor to have a man on with me today who is my friend, as well as Billy Graham's close friend, Michael W. Smith. Welcome, Michael W. Good to have you on the broadcast today.
Thank you so much, Dale. I really appreciate it. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being my friend these past 10 years. God always setting up divine appointments and divine connections. It's an honor. It's an honor to have you on today because I know you have a very busy schedule as you prepare to sing at Billy Graham's funeral this week. I want to talk to you a little bit about Billy because we're honoring him. We honored him last week and this week, and of course I did a special program last year just to honor Billy Graham. But tell me about your friend Billy Graham. How did you meet him, and how did you develop this special friendship with him?
Well, it all began back in, I guess, probably 1988, Dale. I was playing piano with me and Amy Grant. We're out on a tour. We ended up being in Oklahoma City for a crusade. And I think I'd actually met Billy before then, but we really became acquainted with each other then. And I did a few more crusades. But what really solidified the friendship, Dale, was October of 1994 when Billy decided that we need to have a youth night. And he felt so compelled that we've got to change the programming for one of those nights. And it was, you know, it was met with a lot of opposition, you know, honestly, because, you know, some of the others, what do you mean we're having a rock concert, you know, like a rock concert, you know? So Billy wanted me and DC Talk to be a part of that evening. And so 85,000 people in Cleveland Stadium, and then and we sang, and it was an incredible night. But it was the most profound message I've ever heard Billy preach, really geared towards this next generation. And I watched 10,000 kids come forward, and it was a moment in time for me. And that was the beginning of many youth nights that I did with Billy. And so we just developed a really close friendship. I've spent a lot of time with him on the mountain at his home. You know, we had a lot in common, and so our most commonality thing that we had is that we cared for the lost, want to see people come to know Jesus. But he had five kids, I've got five kids, he travels a lot, I travel a lot, you know, and we talked a lot about family and keeping our families together. Mm-hmm. And just some great conversations. And so I was even with him just 3 months ago, you know, where he didn't say much at all, and you know, you just knew it was a matter of time. But when last Wednesday came, I just wasn't prepared. It just wiped me out. And so I'm gonna miss him dearly. He was a great friend for sure.
Well, I know he was, and you know, I know there's a lot of people that wanted to be Billy Graham's friend. How did you get to be Billy Graham's friend? I mean, how did you develop that relationship with him?
Well, you know what? It's a good question, Dale. We just seemed to hit it off on some level. You know, he would ask me to come and visit him at his house, and we would see each other at another function. We obviously saw each other at the Crusades, but he invited me into his life. I guess that's really the bottom line. And we love being together, you know. So it's a bit of a mystery to me, but I was honored to sort of glean from him. Gosh, just to go hang out with him and then have him lay hands on me and pray for me every time was pretty overwhelming, you know. And then, you know, it got to the point where, you know, he'd be so weak and he wouldn't say much, and I ended up praying for him, which is just wow, what a what an honor for me, you know. Yeah. And a lot of times I would just take my piano up and, you know, I just set the piano up beside him, and my little electric piano with speakers, and I just play all his favorite hymns, and I just sing to him, sing over him. I have a great memory of that. I think he really enjoyed that, and I'd find him from time to time joining in. You know, when I didn't think he was listening, he all of a sudden started singing "How Great Thou Art" with me, which I thought was pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I think the friendship was initiated by him. I mean, like you said, everybody wants to be Billy's friend, and, you know, but he just continued to sort of reach out to me, and I was very, very honored that he did that. I'm grateful for the friendship, for sure.
Yeah, I know. I believe that's the highest order of relationship is friendship. Abraham, he was called a friend of God. And when you can have a special friend, that is very, very important. And Michael, I'm glad to have you as my friend. Gene and I just are so honored that on our 50th wedding anniversary, you took time to participate in our video and produce a soundtrack for our favorite love song, which you sing. And I appreciate your friendship. And I'm just delighted to have you on today. Before you go, and I'm going to play this song that I know you dedicated to Billy Graham, called "I'll Lead You Home," in just a few moments. But maybe you could share maybe one memory, a special memory that you had with Dr. Billy Graham.
Well, the greatest memory, in terms of the Crusades, was the first youth night in Columbus, or in Cleveland, Ohio. That's the one thing that will always be the go-to for me of what was the big night on the Crusade, and it was Cleveland, the first youth night. And then I think probably I remember Billy and I having these conversations. I actually wrote a song called "Take Me Home." That's on, I think it's my whole project that came out, you know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But we had these conversations, you know, we'd talk about family, and then he would just look at me, he says, "Well, you know what, I just want to go home. I'm just ready to go home." And I would go, "Well, Billy, that's not your call." And I would just kind of laugh about it, you know. "That's not your call." And selfishly, I like you here, because I like being with you.
Mm-hmm.
But every time, I mean, it was 5, 6, 7 years in a row, and I'd go up 2-3 times a year, and at the time I was getting ready to go, he'd go, "Michael, I want to go home.
Yeah.
And then I'd always say, "Well, Billy, it's not your call." And, you know, he had so many, you know, I always kind of kid around about Billy. I feel like he had more lives than a cat. You know, for the last 10, probably more than 10 years, I've gotten the call, you know, "Billy's in the hospital, he's with pneumonia. We think this is it. We think this could be it." And so everybody prepared themselves, you know, to get ready for all the stuff that's actually going on now, and he'd come back. He just kept coming back,
uh-huh.
And he just miracle after miracle. He just, God sustained his life, and Dale, I just so believe with all of my heart. You know, God's timing is just perfect, and you know, I think for such a time as this, God decided to take Billy last Wednesday, and I think we won't know till we get to the other side. But I truly believe that thousands and thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people, are really going to come to know the real Jesus through his passing on to the other side, because you have this whole other generation that kind of knows who he is. Now they're starting to see all this stuff here on the radio and on TV and who this man was.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you got a lot of people going, "Wow, maybe this thing really is true." And lots of revelations going on in people's lives all around the world. So that's the good part of the story, is that through Billy crossing to the other side, which I believe the veil is very thin, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I think that just a lot of people are just going to get it, and it's going to be a game changer, and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, I believe that millions are going to turn to Christ this week as a result,
yep,
of all of the footage that's being shown and the publicity that he is receiving, even from what, you know, we might call the liberal media. It's given him lots of publicity. And I'm very grateful for that. What would it be like to sing at his memorial service?
Well, I just hope I can keep it together. So I'm going to be in Charlotte this Friday for the funeral. And, Bill, I'm also going to D.C. too. You know, he's lying in state, you know, I guess at the Rotunda, which is just amazing, I think, in of itself, incredible. And they've asked me to come and sing at that as well. I just pray that God will use me, you know, and just let whatever song I sing on Wednesday, I think I'm going to sing Above All on Friday, but because that's what he wanted to sing. But still trying to kind of figure out what I should sing on Wednesday, but I think all this stuff will be broadcast. So just appreciate everybody's prayers, and I'll just be a man of God and just be a perfect conduit, and whatever comes out of my mouth will just penetrate into people's hearts and give them life and let them sort of really know what this whole thing's all about.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be praying for you this week, Michael, and just believe the Holy Spirit will lead and guide and direct you and anoint you and give you great favor. And we'll be praying for you. Maybe you'd like to say a prayer before you go. It's been great having you on. Before you pray, I would like to just say you brought out, you're in the process of releasing two albums. Is that correct?
Yeah, I released two albums back-to-back weeks. It's kind of insane, Dale. I thought maybe I've lost my mind. But at the end of the day, it just felt like it was a God thing. I felt it was the right thing to do. And the first record came out on the 16th of this month, and it's very much a pop record, but it's all the things that I really wanted to say horizontally. Really, it was really inspired after the election and to see how divided our country was, and that's what really spurred on the songs for that record. So there's a lot of very, very important things that I'm saying in regards to of us being divided, and lots of songs about Jesus and a love song for my wife and a song about forgive for people who've been abused. It was a very, very powerful song on the record. And then that next week, that past Friday, we released a worship experience record. It's an all vertical record that I did in the round that was inspired by Amos 5 passage, honestly. And I'm sure you're familiar with that passage. There's some scriptures in there where God said, you know, he's telling the people to do that music that you're playing, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take it. And God says, you know what I want? I want justice, and I want justice to roll like a waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
And it annihilated me, Dale. You know, made me really, it threw me up against the wall, and made me just really reexamine, why am I doing what I'm doing? Am I doing this thing right? And then I realized at that moment, Dale, that worship and justice go hand in hand, that you cannot separate the two. And if you read all the scriptures, everywhere from Isaiah 58 to the Amos 5 passage, and tons of them, where it talks about the things that will please God. If you want the light of God to shine on your face, you're going to take care of the poor, you're going to take care of the orphans, and you're going to release people from slavery, and you're just going to go do that kind of thing. And I'm thinking that it's got to go hand in hand. And so that's kind of what inspired this room. And we wanted every race and tribe and nation. We had every color in the room. So awesome, we break into Spanish in one song called Miracles. And so it was really a special, special night. And when you hear it, you just feel like you're there. And man, I'm so grateful. And we got a tour that starts on March the 8th. The world tour will start. It'll take us a couple of years to get around the world, but just really feel like the wind is at our back. And I believe our best days are ahead. I feel like something's getting ready to break.
I do too. Michael, I just must say that you have lots of energy. You have lots of vision. And God has certainly used your life and using your life. And, you know, it's amazing. You've sold over 20 million albums. And yet, you're such an humble man. You're so approachable. And I'm thankful to have you as my friend. Thankful for the times we've got to spend together. And I'm going to play some of, I've listened to your new albums, and I'm going to play some songs today here on this broadcast. And I'm before you go, I want you to say a prayer, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for, Lord, for such a time as this. We're grateful, God, that you're at work in our midst, and you're at work especially in this time, Lord, this week of celebrating Billy and how you used him in so many people's lives, and Lord, and how you're using this moment of Billy not being with us anymore. He's with you, and then how you're using all the stuff that he preached a sermon years ago that someone is watching on television and is getting the revelation that you really are who you say you are, and that you love us, and they're getting for the first time the Father heart of who you are. And God, we're grateful for that. And Lord, anybody listening out there today, I want to pray if someone's listening and you just feel like you're lost and you just feel like you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, I pray at this very moment that the light of God would shine on you, and that you would fully understand the Father heart of God for you, that you're not here by mistake, that you'll reconnect with why you're here, and there's a destiny on your life. I know that beyond a shadow of a doubt. So, Father, we thank you for your love for us. Thank you for your grace. Your mercies are new every day. Lord, we're overwhelmed by your love for us, and we thank you, God. We wake up every day, and we are grateful, grateful, grateful. You call us your own. In the mighty name of Jesus, the name of Yeshua, in Jesus' name, amen.
Father, I just pray for Michael W. Smith. I bless he and Debbie, their kids, their grandkids. I pray, Lord, for him this week. I know it's a very busy week, as he is able to minister at two of the services for Dr. Billy Graham. I pray for direction, for guidance, for the anointing. I pray that you bless his two new albums and bless his world tour this year. All he puts his hand to do, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you for being on today. Yeah. God bless you. I sure love you.
All right. Thank you, Dale. I appreciate it. Love you.
Bye-bye. Okay, here's Michael W.'s tribute to Billy Graham. I'll lead you home. Good to have you listening here on BPNRadio.com.
Leave it to me, I'll lead you home. Let it go and turn it over to the one who chose to give his life for you. Just leave it to me, I'll lead you home. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Paper that Billy Graham is dead, you'll know that he's more alive than he's ever been before, and I'm in paradise. And I'm looking forward to it.
The mark he made for the gospel, for the good news, for Jesus, is unprecedented. What a life well lived.
Well, he was one of the most important Christian evangelists who ever drew breath.
Now, you can't change your past, but Christ can change your past.
I can only imagine.
God, I'm certain, is with me. And when I come to the moment of death, I believe that at that moment, there's going to be an angel that will take me by the hand and usher me into the presence of the Lord.
What it will be like.
And I'm going to be in His presence, and it's going to be the most peaceful, the most wonderful, the most thrilling moment
when I walk
that I have ever experienced.
By your side.
God has sent me out as a warrior.
I can only imagine.
On the five continents to preach the gospel.
What my eyes will see when your face.
That's the way to God, is through Jesus.
Is before me. I can only imagine.
When you go home tonight, you don't go alone. Christ goes with you. He loves you.
Surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I say hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only I can only imagine.
I think he's part of our history. He was the spiritual conscience of our country.
Thank you for the integrity of a man who backed it up in every kind of a way.
Let's talk about 9/11 first. 2001, you're in the White House. What happened, Carl?
Well, Tim Gagelein and Matt Smith, two of my deputies, were in charge of the service at the National Cathedral, and they suggested that Billy Graham be asked to participate, and he readily agreed. The difficulty was we had to get into Washington, D.C., and on that morning of that service, one civilian aircraft was in the skies above the United States.
We should remind everybody that aircraft had been grounded all across the country at that point.
One civilian aircraft is in the skies above the United States, and it bears Billy Graham.
He died on the cross so that all the sins you've ever committed, all the things you've ever done wrong, are forgiven. What do you have to do? You have to repent of your sins.
I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only a man.
This is a joyful, godly man. I want to just say thank you, God.
I can only imagine
that you blessed this generation with a man whose heart was sold out to you.
Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Oh, in all of you be still. Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to sing at all?
Gospel in the U.S. without the name Billy Graham coming up.
He didn't stop with his generation.
I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you.
There's been nobody like this man, probably ever in the history of mankind. And to watch people respond to the message, pretty overwhelming every single night.
I can only imagine.
I would like to be remembered as a person who was faithful to God and faithful to my call and did it with integrity and with love.
I'm going to ask you to do something that we've seen thousands of people do all over the world. I'm going to ask you to make a commitment tonight to be sure that you know Christ and that you're ready for eternity.
Say goodbye, and I can barely see you through these tears I cry. I close my eyes, I can't hear the sound as angels gather. Saying this is where you belong. Welcome home. There are the days that my heart aches, wishing you were here. The hurt and the pain disappear. There's no more tears. I can hear the sound as angels gather around, saying this is where you belong. Welcome home.
Okay, there you have Michael W. Smith.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
This I know.
deep darkness on the people, but a light is shining, and then the dark comes down the sun. Light of the world, King Jesus, do you know? Do you really know him? Do you know?
Thank you.
waiting for you. Be my rescue. Find me and bring me out alive. I will surrender back to the start where you found me. I give you my heart again.
Come. How can I say thanks for the things you've done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love to me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee. Should I give?